y'all. I don't give a damn.
Damn.
Your backbone quiver, man. Oh man, watch your sliver. Rounds entwine your spine while you slither. It's contagious.
All right, we're back. You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM.
Yeah. And what's the next the next show coming up right now is what do we got here?
So
we got
Sons of the City by Rain, hosted by Rain.
That's right. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. We heard a few songs too. We played a little bit of Rascal with Barrington Levy.
Yes. And we also played Take Me Higher, Def 3.
And you're listening to Maestro.
Maestro.
He's the man.
I need coffee now.
Oh my god, we made it to the 10 o'clock hour. Oh yeah, and you can catch us. Oh, we're the mostly
Canadian hip hop on 101.9 FM CITR radio.
Yeah man.
Did I get it right?
Yes. That was perfect. Don't you just love how that sounds? I wanna hear how many likes we can get. Hit me up on Facebook. I'm Denise Fraser. We'll see if we can see you guys again. We're gonna come back again. Hope you liked it.
We are gonna construct a mostly Canadian Facebook page. So, and because we don't have a scheduled time, so you could check it out there. Before anytime we're gonna go on, we'll let you guys know. So again, because we are what you say?
We're just filling.
They call it filling. So you never know. So you have to check it out there, and then you could tune in from there.
Definitely. All right. Thank you for listening, people.
Yes, thank you for listening to me. I really appreciate it.
We definitely.
And Denise. I'm DJ Natural.
Oh, DJ Denise of the house.
Yes.
Electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
This can't be good. What am I supposed to do?
Survive.
Here they come.
Silver sun, I feel your
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the next episode of Sounds of the City Radio. And there you go. My volumes are back up. It's just past 10 o'clock and I'll be with you for the next hour till 11 o'clock. Sounds of the City is a show for promoting upcoming live shows in and around Vancouver. So if there's a good show that you want to go see, or if you have no idea which show to go to because there's over 100 playing at the same time, tune into Sounds of the City and I'll give you a brief overview of what's going to be playing in town and all the good tunes that we'll be performing live in front of you. And then you should go buy tickets and support the live industry so people can actually have a live music scene in Vancouver, because unlike a lot of places in the world, like, we're not that bad. We still have a pretty decent live music scene. However, you want to pump it up, you want to become the best in the world. And since I live here, and I kind of, in a way, I've been here over 10 years now. Wow, time flies. Kind of think I'm from Vancouver in a way, so I would love to you to listen to my show, and we can all support live music together. Speaking of live music, on this very when is it? Sunday night, February 17th. Though it's a little bit past Valentine's Day, but the love is still in the air. And we got no other than Jamaica's very own Egyptian. He's going to be playing in town at the Republic Nightclub. Now, I mentioned Egyptian. I mentioned reggae, which Egyptian's primary style of music is. And I've mentioned Jamaica. But I cannot stop here, but continue mentioning that on later on, approximately 20 minutes from now, we're going to have no other than the Wailers, the family man from the Wailers. We'll be calling in, and we're going to have a brief chat with them in promo of their upcoming show at the Commodore Ballroom on February 23rd. And opening for that show will be Mr. Shane Phillip, which we had on show last week. And for those of you who are just curious to know how the interview is going to go, the interview is going to go fine. We're just going to have a good chat. We're going to have a, like, hey, how's it going? What's your music like? And blah, blah, blah. But the better news that some of you might like is that I will be giving out a pair of tickets to see the show on February 23rd at the Commodore Ballroom. So I highly recommend you get a pen and paper right now so I can give you the number. So when it's time to call in, you guys can call in and win a pair of tickets to see the Wailers Band live at the Commodore on February 23rd. Excuse me. The number is, you have a pen and paper ready? Okay, it's 604-822-2487. I have that number memorized more than I have my own phone number memorized. Though I can't really tell, how can you have one thing memorized more than the other one when they're just both memorized at one point? Anyhow, life's little questions. For now, I'll stop talking and I'll play you one. This one's Egyptian. It's called Serious Times, and he recorded this one with Yakur. You listen to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
And crime, full time for us to centralize, socialize, and realize. So let the sun shine throughout every day, let the moon shine through the peaceful night. This is seven times rise and seven times fall, but I don't really believe in the falling things at all. Cause life continues as it goes. If you really want to know the truth of the truth isn't being told. No, 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 no. So I said, these are some serious times. All I can see around us is this violence and crime. Full time for us to centralize, socialize, and realize. So let the sun shine throughout every day. Let the moon shine through the peaceful night. This is seven times rise and seven times fall, but I don't really believe in the falling things at all. Cause life continues as it goes. If you really want to know the truth, the truth isn't being told. No, 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 no. So sometimes you think it's peace and safety. It could be your first sudden destruction. City wake up this morning, you better give thanks. You don't know if you're gonna live to see tomorrow. Life is much more precious than gold. Yeah, yeah. And
tear. These are some serious times. All I can see around us is just violence and crime. Full time for us to centralize, socialize, and legalize. So you hang out on the corner. I see a jive and me see a one on the corner. On the corner, do you seem really now on the water? I see a them go see a left the border. Cause I don't know them say them can no they can play. And none care come in and shots start to spray. Only innocent life can get taken away. So I say, these are some serious times. Socialize and realize. Let the sun shine throughout every day. Let the moon shine through the peaceful nights. This is seven time rise and seven time fall. But I don't really believe in the falling things at all. Cause life continues as it goes. If you really want to know the truth, then have the truth isn't being told. No, 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 no. Till you wake up this morning, you better give thanks. You don't know if you're gonna live to see tomorrow. Life is much more precious than gold. Yeah, yeah. And if the truth hasn't been told, so I said, these are some serious times. All I can see around us is just violence and crime. Full time for us to centralize, socialize, and realize. It's a serious time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Serious time.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And this one's called Hold You by Egyptian.
Yeah, nah. Girl, me want for you all, yo. Put me arms right around you. Can you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life? Girl, me want for just squeeze you. Put me things all around you. Can you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life? Me hide them gems, me no care. You take it anytime, anywhere. In the square, so me no fear. Long as a woman, I will be there. Me want a girl, me try wine for me. Me want a girl, me can't take care of me. Let me feel it, let me reveal it. Oh, me have to really squeeze it. Girl, me want for you all, yo. Put me arms right around, yo. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Y'all me just want to squeeze, yeah. Put me things all around, yeah. Can you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life? Hold on, like a fast bike on the road, boom, 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 boom. Girl on the back and she a boom, 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 boom. Give me the mag of one of the fat kum, kum, kum. Me the play last one time, it come to kum, kum. Me out of control, I'm more fire, she want in her soul. She say more and more and still she grown and still me multiply more. Girl, me want to just hold ya, yeah. Put me arms right around ya, yeah. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Girl, me want to just squeeze ya, yeah. Put me arms right around ya, yeah. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Squeeze ya, yeah. Around ya, yeah. Tightest hold me ever get in my life.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about the couple second pause there right now. We had some minor technical difficulties. When it comes to radio station stuff, things can kind of lose track every now and again. And once they do lose track, then it takes a little bit of technical difficulty to rock it out and make sure it's all good and dandy again. But here's some Ocupios.
And then another mic in the pen, but abducted. Couldn't duck it. As luck would have it, I'm an old blue rally, and I won't do bad, dude. I moved to the valley of the land where they put love in the hands of the men. For another week, for another year, cause I do appear that I'm living like a slave in a permanent fear, or my time's up, like OC say. Some real people, but they mostly fake. Most these days, in my low-key ways, I'm an old lab dog slowly passing away. I won't see fame, no, I didn't see dad in a dirty, lame suit and an old cheap hat with the weak rap. Getting beat real bad, but could you stick around and maybe pat me on my back?
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
212 Productions Limited, The Baker and the Chef, Bang on T-shirts, Bistrude Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattoon, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematic, Perch, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
February 21st, Crow's Nest and Electric Owl present recently reunited rockers Broken Water on tour for their most recent release on Hardly Art. Supported by ex-Nirvana Earth cellist Lori Goldston and by local hitters Dead Soft. Advanced tickets available through Northern Tickets, Red Cat, Zulu, and High Life Records. A special thanks to Beatroot and CITR.
And welcome back to CITR Radio. You're here with your host, Ryan, listening to Sounds of the City. In the next couple minutes, approximately next 5 to 10 minutes, we're going to have Ashton, family man Barrett from the Wailers band, who's going to be calling in, and he's going to be having a little bit of a chat with us here on Sounds of the City in promo of their upcoming show, February 23rd at the Commodore Ballroom. Once again, I'll be giving out a pair of tickets to that show after I speak with him, or maybe even a bit later. Well, essentially, write the number down, 604-822-2487, and I'll let you know when to call, and the third caller always wins a pair of tickets to the show. And in this case, it's the Wailers, and opening for them is Mr. Shane Phillip. I want to play you some new Wailer stuff, but just before we get into the new Wailer stuff, I figured we can't start talking about the Wailers without talking about some good old classics. And one of my favorite Bob Marley and the Wailers songs is Simmer Down, the song that made Bob Marley hit the charts. And you just heard Simmer Down. Now let's listen to this one. It's called Step for Mankind. It's featuring Duane Stevenson. This is from the new The Wailers band. And then we'll be back with The Family Man.
Ooh, yeah. There's a light that we must follow. It seemed far away, but yet it's next to you. There's a road that we must take to see the hunger and heartache. Children dying, mothers slowly losing faith.
With so many people dying, oh, can we turn away? We must listen to our conscience and save a life today.
Take a stand for mankind. We can save a child from hunger, for the poor and the needy. Take a chance, lend a hand, be the hero. Help to save mankind.
There's a world out there, so let's show them that we care. Whether they live or die, it's truly our concern. And I know they've been holding on to the children, they must be strong.
We can't say that we're our brother's keeper and show no love at all. We must address this problem or we're rising for a fall.
Take a stand for mankind. We can say child from hunger, so no one will be left behind. Take a stand for the poor and the needy. Take a chance, lend a hand, be the hero. Help to save mankind.
Yo, shout out to George McGovern. Let's go. In a world of abundance, the solution to hunger's within our reach. No, don't just talk about it, practice what you preach. Too many people dying simply cause they cannot eat. And this is worldwide, maybe even on your street. I see Gandhi, I see Martin, I see Mother Teresa. I see hope, I see chance, hear it through the speakers. Turn your empathy, your sympathy into some action. Don't you hear the whole world asking?
Take a step for mankind. No one will be left behind. Take a step for the poor and the needy. Take a chance, lend a hand, be the hero. Help to save mankind.
Save mankind. Let's be the hero. Hero.
This is another original from Bob Marley and the Wailers, but it's called Burning and Looting. Back to Sounds of the City here on CITR 101.9 FM. Sorry I had to cut that beautiful, beautiful song short. I figured we can play that afterwards because right now I have the true pleasure of having Aston Family Man Barrett on the line with us. Aston, Mr. Family Man, do you have? Can you hear my voice?
Yes, this is Family Man right here.
Hi, Family Man. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Thank you for so much for calling into CITR 101.9 FM. We are a community radio station here, and we always, always appreciate your music, especially when it's really, really, really good. Where currently, I know you guys are doing a North American tour right now, and you're going to be playing in Vancouver next week, February 23rd, at the Commodore Ballroom. Where are you right now?
I'm in a state in California, just a little outside of LA.
Nice, warm, and sunshine.
I can't remember what the place names are added.
Well, you definitely won't get disappointed. You definitely won't get disappointed by Vancouver, but we do. Today is a sunny day, and I hope the day you come, which is next week, you're gonna get some more sunshine here, so you can get on the good vibrations and put on a rocking show.
Yes.
So how about
I'm ready.
No, sorry, there's just a little bit of a phone delay in the time-wise. That's why it acts a little bit jumpy. But I'll just jump straight into the questions that I have lined for you right now. You've played with Bob Marley. The first question that I have that comes to mind is, what brought the name Family Man? Was it because you were the first person that had a family, or how did the name Family Man come to about?
Well, the music brings us together, you know? From the late 60s there. You know, I used to listen to... Well, in Jamaica, we all grew up in Jamaica, we listened to... The only way we could get to hear it is on the radio. So we listened to a wide range of music on the radio. It was just RJR. Then it got to JBC. I would listen to soul, funk, rhythm and blues.
All good music. So tell me this, how did the name, when after Bob Marley's passing, what made you guys continue with the name The Wailers Band? Why didn't you continue with a new name for a band? So you could have called yourself the Facebook Peacocks, or you could have called yourself the CITR Legends or Jamaica's Legends, but why did you continue staying with the name The Wailers? Family Man, do I still have you online? I think there's been a little bit of a slight technical difficulty with the phone lines. I'll go back to Bernie and Luton, and then we'll figure out our technical difficulties, and we'll be right back.
The music. Yeah.
This one's a new one, by the way. This is called Cobra Style Dub. Our minor technical difficulty got fixed. Hi, family man. Do I have you back on the air?
Yes, sir.
Sorry,
yes,
you got
this.
Yes, awesome. I'll just get straight back into it. The question that I have for you is, what made you continue with the name The Wailers? Why didn't you change your name after Bob Marley?
The Wailers name, it means voices crying out from the wilderness. That's the meaning of W-A-I-L-E-R-S. And we are a group which we move out. We have the Wailers, and then Bob. Then they move it to Bob Marley and the Wailers. If Bob Marley passed away, here the Wailers still going. I am the captain of the ship, of course. Keep it sailing. I won't let it go down like the Titanic.
No. Well, one question, but what if, like, I know you, you're obviously incredible, like, you're reggae fans, reggae pioneers. What if one day you decided to, you know what, I don't want to do reggae anymore. I want to do heavy metal. From now on, the Wailers Band is only going to do heavy metal. Can you do that under the Wailers Band name, or do you have to make another new band for yourself?
Well, I heard many names and things going on there, but this work here is a work which we have to get it done. It has to be done by all means. You see, the reggae music, it is the heartbeat of the people. It is the universal language that carries the messages of roots, cultures, and reality. I know no matter the nationality or what country, I know they're dealing with those things. Every country got their roots and their reality of their experience from A1, Jump Street, from birth. No matter if you are east, west, north, south. But we always try to concentrate on the Creator who created heaven and earth and all living substance. And that's why we play the reggae, because it is a mixture of all of these different type of music which I explained to you earlier. And we engraw off all of those concepts of music and put this music together called the reggae, the heartbeat of the people, the universal language, but carry the messages of roots, culture, and reality. And it is for all ages and all time. It is for both past, present, and future. Most of these music nowadays, people that thinking and the little ones, them coming up, you know, like the kids, they use bad lyrics, x-rated lyrics, and, you know?
Absolutely.
Things like that. But and that's not good for our children. It said that the sin of the parents shall go through the first and second generation. That is your children and your grandchildren and maybe your great-grand. And, of course, we don't want that. We want the positive side. You know, as Rastaman vibration is positive. And we use our herb for medical purposes and spiritual purposes, and to give us musical vibes, not to get high.
How many times have you smoked herb with Bob Marley?
Repeat?
How many times have you smoked herb with Bob Marley?
it is knowing that Bob Marley and the Wailers utilize a pound of Herbert Day. I was an overwriter. So we smoke many times, many moon. We never directly check it. But you only smoke when you feel like. Another thing where you just smoke like cigarette. Because cigarette make you want to smoke it, you know. Because that's the thing what have the drugs in it. The nicotine. And that's the one what they, it's legal. They are upside down. It's a money thing, you know. Money and material things. So they allow you to hurt yourself with cigarettes until that herb is illegal. And they use it right through World War One and Two, and they banned it in 1942. And in World War Two finished in 1945. So they banned it 3 years before the war. They was using it to make their boots, their uniforms, their khaki clothes. Also rope for the ship. Hemp make the strongest rope. But there's a lot of things they don't want it to know about. You know that. But these are some other things. So what can we do? You know?
Do you guys
every
write...
man for themselves.
Do you guys write all your music stoned? Or is it... Can you write music sober as well?
A what?
Can you have all the Wailers' music been written while you were on Spiritual Herb, or can you do you guys ever write any of the songs sober as well? Have you ever written a song where you weren't high before, if for the lack of a better word?
I don't know if you were chasing the loss of what went down some years gone by. The Wailers and the Marleys and Highland Universal and the whole same thing what come down. Between Bob, my brother, and myself, we co-wrote 11 tracks and we register 6 with ASCAP. And through the love of money and material things that bring on hatred and envy and jealous and bad mind and all kind of the bad networking people. That's why we get a raw deal. And it's still making money because we are out there. I am out there promoting Bob Marley and the Wailers catalog year in, year out. No one does that. Just Family Man and the Wailers band.
How do you guys create music?
One or two people might see the two little song, but not even the family promote the Bob Marley and the Wailers catalog. So I'm hoping that they will come around one soon, which the time is now just a hour. I know that, of course, I do need a tour support to go on highlighting these things so they can make money. God, it's not love anymore, you know. The whole thing boils down to money and material things. You understand?
Absolutely.
Well, love is here with us. We have love in our heart and Almighty God Himself.
Family
everything else around there is just to make money.
Please tell me about your creative process. How do you guys, as a band, how do you create music? Does one person come up with a melody and then everyone else contributes? Or is it, do you guys all create music together?
Well, many different ways. But it goes out vital information. Nobody tried to pay for it. They want to get it free. And about a million is what make up for what we do. They don't decide to pay me yet. Nobody stand up for my rights, the rights of God or man, and say, it's time for Family Man to get some money so he can give the Wailers some money. They will just want more. You see me, the money-making thing, but they're not considering the people them who do these odd groundwork. You know, that is how earth set up. You know, it's not God running earth, it's man. Man-made things, you know, gadgets and digits and, you know, parlor tricks and all of that. So we can't do anything about it. We don't know where it begins or where will it end. We hope that total destruction is not the only solution. You know, we sing and play these things because I and I cannot be justified by the laws of men. The easiest thing for them to bring you guilty. Guilty of what?
Sorry?
I do all of the work, what you asked me about, plus I am contracted, and I was in court, the highest court in our solar system, the highest court, you know, the Royal High Court of Justice. And there wasn't any justice for me. They called me a sideman, mm-hmm. and they ignore my contract from 1974. After Bonnie and Peter left the band, Bonnie left 72, Peter left 73. And I, my brother and Bob, and my version of musician come in and carry this thing to what it is today. Make the great empire of Bob Marley and the Wailers, but they're letting it look like it's Bob Marley himself did it. And all the coup them are surrounding, all the people them who try to take away my rights and ignore my contract, and like I would never exist, but they exist if they do what I do. They want to take away my rights of my musical arranger and producer, band leader, bass player, guitar, keyboard, organ, drum, percussion. If I do a lot of things there, if I make it happen, I am the one who did it. But they keep me in the shadow. But it's okay, because none of them is going to take that money 6'6" with them. You know, but of course, they could make us all enjoy it, you know, a lifetime. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. These are the things that are going on earth. Who's going to solve it? Who's going to say the right thing? I don't see a lot of other things, but they're keeping the right things away. Maybe they're not going to do it until one morning or night they hear the last trumpet. The Almighty coming for them, for us all to judge. Then people start to run up and down. Some run into the stone to hide the rock. The rock said to them that he's looking at it in place for himself, because the Almighty is so terrible. He's not coming back as a Jesus Christ for them to crucify him again, you know, and smack him on one cheek, and he gave them God a cheek. No more of that crap. He's coming back dreadful and terrible, and he's not coming as Jesus Christ either. The name is Rastafari, because Ras means head, and Tafari means creator. So who is the head creator? The Lord God Almighty himself, coming to judge mankind, and none shall escape. Not even the good shall escape, much more the bad. So I just wait. I just sit back. I just do my thing, keep healthy, keep physically, taking care of my family and my band for sure. But, you know, I don't run up front like I'm looking at being, you know, like people trying to make a career headline and a thing. I don't worry that stuff anymore, me personally. If they ever only knew, I am coming like N-I-B-I-R-E.
Well, I hope you always stay healthy. I hope you always stay healthy. I hope you always play good music. And I hope to see. Yes.
I'm trying hard not to eat too much of the food when they grow. They're using too many fertilizer and things like that.
Eat organic food for sure.
Everything, they fast, yeah. You know, most of everything got in a fast lane. If you know, get sharp. You know, I'm all kind of complain, and there you go. You get medicine, what gives you a side effect. You have to know the herbs to use. Not only the herb, you know, you have hotter herbs out there for the human structure.
Hey, can we smoke some herb together at the show?
Hey. Repeat?
Can we smoke some herb together at the show?
Well,
I'll be in the audience.
Good stuff is around. You know, too, when things get in the fast lane and they so-called legalizing, they mess up the crap. Everybody want to go there. They want to clone it like they are. They might, you know, clone things and, you know, we call it DNA stuff and genetic stuff. And all I have to do is leave the herb alone, let it grow and let people inherit it and smoke it. If somebody cultivate it, well, of course, they have to sell some. They need some to make medicine, because herb is good for over 300 medical purposes, you know. Imagine one plant is good for over 300 medical purposes. The oil could make gasoline. Sticks can make rope, fine linen, boots. One time I used to wear pants, shirt, boots, gear hemp, you know. And I used to make jokes, every time the herb gets scarce, so I have to reverse the process and smoke it.
Fantastic. Well, Mr. Family Man, it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure to speak with you. It
was all the warlords and come together. We're fighting in World War II.
Let the world come together in organic food and healthy stuff. Mr. Family Man, it was a pleasure to speak with you over the phone. I look forward to seeing you next week, February 23rd, at the Commonwealth Ballroom. If you guys want a pair of tickets, 604-822-2487 right now. Let's listen to Bob Marley and the Wailers. This is an oldie. I had to play it. It's called Get Up, Stand Up. Thank you so much. Sorry, we had too many technical difficulties today.
That we must follow. It seems far away, but yet it's next to you. There's a road that we must take to see the hunger and heartache. Children dying, mothers slowly losing faith.
With so many people dying, oh, can we turn away? And save a life today.
Take a stand for mankind. We can save a child from hunger, so the one will be left behind. Take a stand for the poor and the needy. Take a chance, lend a hand, be the hero.
They live or die, it's truly our concern. And I know they've been holding on to the children, they must be strong.
We can't say that we're our brother's keeper and show no love at all. We must address this problem or we're rising for the fall.
Take a step.
Welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. Congratulations to Nagus M for winning a pair of tickets to see the Wailers next week, February 23rd, at the Commodore Ballroom. I think I've done over 50 interviews over the past year and a half that I've been doing my show. I don't think anyone has ever been that exciting or weird or funny at the same time. I had a great time doing that one, and so did everyone else at the station. But yes, once again, February 23rd, the Wailers, man, will be performing. Opening for them will be Mr. Shane Phillip at the Commodore Ballroom. Buy your tickets in advance right now, Ticketmaster.com or MellowProductions.com. The last song I want to leave you with is a band playing tomorrow night. An electronic artist playing tomorrow night. His name's Grammatic. He's playing at the Electric Owl. Take a listen to this, and then you're going to be back on air with Dorothy from Stereo Blues. Take care. Take it easy. I need a drink. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. But if you do, love it. Like, drink.
Yeah.
in pocket till I get back. Going downtown, see a man, and I ain't got time. Shake your hand, hit that jive, Jack. Pull in pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man, and I ain't got time. Shake your hand, hit that jive, Jack. Pull in pocket till I get back. Going downtown, see a man, and I ain't got time. Shake your hand, hit that jive, Jack. Pull in pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man, and I ain't got time. Shake your hand.
A senior undergrad, a graduate student, wanting to supercharge your professional development and meet the right people in the ocean sciences? Then register now for Power Up, networking and training on February 27th, sponsored by Ocean Networks Canada. For more information, go to regonline.ca/powerupONC.
What sort of fish are you?